at the top, you get one view, and then as you go down, you almost get a progression of other views as well. And there comes a point where you hit the top of a small hill, maybe a little bit less than halfway down, and then you can see Ubudega Bay kind of laid out ahead of you.
As I sat on the other end of the phone in Washington State, listening to Museum Outreach Manager Thomas McClenaghan describe the shifting views of Unalaska's Ubudega Trail, I instantly grew homesick for the island's snowy mountains and never-ending bays. And I couldn't wait to get back out and onto one of Unalaska's most popular
I
trails.
feel like it's really rewarding to have different views as you go. It keeps the scenery fresh. It has a little bit of everything, as I kind of mentioned. There's a really nice waterfall to look at on your way down. There's a couple creek crossings. Towards the end, you do kind of lose the trail and all the and all the grass and underbrush. But then at the end, of course, you have Ubudega Beach, which is a really great spot all on its own. It's very
McClenaghan says that Ubudega Trail's history, like its scenery, is rich, but sometimes it can be difficult to pin down.
As far as I know, the trail has been in use for a really, really long time. I can't give you any exact numbers because, as most history is, it's all a little bit fuzzy. But Beaver Inlet, being a protected harbor on that side of the island, was a common stopping point for people coming from other islands.
McClenaghan says that people coming by water, such as Andrew Macrin, an Unangak man that was evacuated during World War II and returned to Bjorka in the mid-20th century, would use the trail to get to Unalaska. He says it was a vital connection between Unalaska and those lost villages that had been evacuated during the war.
But it was a very natural access point up the valley over what is now Overland Drive past the quarry and then down into Unalaska. So this was a primary trading route, I think would be the correct term, a primary route of communication and of travel.
The route's long and iconic history, says McClenaghan, might shape his experience as he hikes the trail.
There are trails which are really exciting to hike, which tend to be really steep or really exciting, but Ubudega, once I'm on it, I tend to become very meditative for whatever reason. I don't know if it's just a nice mixture of a trail where I can get a good rhythm and let my thoughts wander, or if it's maybe the weight of the history as I'm walking down, but either way, it's a very reflective trail for me.
Whether it's the rhythm, the scenery, or the trail's narrative, McClenaghan says that Ubudega, like the rest of Unalaska's landscape, never ceases to surprise or interest him.
Every time you hike, you'll notice something a little bit different. Whether it's maybe a small waterfall you didn't quite notice before, maybe you managed to peek around a bend in the mountain which you didn't quite realize was there. But the hiking on this island in particular seems to offer something new, even though you would think it would always be the same, but it really does offer different perspectives, especially with the weather.
In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.